This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. Republican Trent Lott of Mississippi this morning resigned his post as Senate Majority Leader. It's been 2 weeks since Mr. Lott spoke favorably of Strom Thurmond's 1948 segregationist campaign for president and set off a mounting storm of criticism and controversy. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellness on Capitol Hill, he joins me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Alex.
This news happened about half an hour ago or so. What happened?
Well, we just got a statement from Lott's office in which he says, and I'm going to quote it verbatim, "In the interest of pursuing the best possible agenda for the future of our country, I will not seek to remain as Majority Leader of the United States Senate for the 108th Congress, effective January 6, 2003. He goes on to say, "To all those who offered me their friendship, support, and prayers, I will be eternally grateful. I will continue to serve the people of Mississippi in the United States Senate." So that is it for Lott's role as leader of Republicans in the Senate.
Those are two big switches. He'd said, "I'm staying up until last night. I'm staying as Majority Leader. And if I go, I'm going to leave the Senate."
Well, he actually didn't say he was going to leave the Senate. There were suggestions by people close to him that he could do that. That, of course, was a sort of bargaining approach for keeping him on as Republican leader. But Lott did say a couple days ago that he had been elected for a six-year term. He served 2 years of that term so far, and he intended to finish that out. He's already said that this week. So in a sense, with the statement that he's just come out with, he is reconfirming that. But he is saying that he will no longer fight on to be Republican leader after just issuing a statement last night saying that he will be the majority leader when Congress comes back.
What is it that triggered this decision, David?
Well, what precipitated it was Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Frist's announcement yesterday that he was willing to challenge Lott for the good of the Senate in his leadership role. And those who back Frist have been lining up support. Several senators came out last night and openly said they backed him. Several more joined those others in saying they would back him this morning. And I talked to some of Frist's camp who said that they had at least 20 confirmed votes for Frist. He needed 26 votes from the 51 Republican senators to push Lott out of his role as Republican leader. And it appears that those votes were lined up. Lott was the whip, the vote counter, both in the House and in the Senate. And he's very good at counting votes. And he must have realized he simply didn't have that support anymore.
So is it likely now that Senator Frist will be the successor, will become Majority Leader?
I would say that Frist has the inside edge on this right now. He's said to have strong backing from the White House, although that could work against him because some senators don't like the White House to be telling them what to do. There are a couple of other possible contenders. There is the number two person in the upcoming Senate, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who would be the GOP whip. He's a possible contender. There's also the number three in the upcoming Senate, who is Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania. They have stood by Lott so far, but right now they could possibly jump into this as well.
And any idea what Senator Lott's role will be? What's going to happen to him now?
Well, there had been talk of giving him a soft landing in the Senate, of offering him the chairmanship of some powerful committee to keep him within the fold of the Republican caucus. But now that he's said that he is staying on, it may not be necessary to offer him that.
All right. Thanks very much. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellness speaking with us from Capitol Hill on the news that Senator Trent Lott has resigned his post as Senate Majority Leader.